Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So we've got a lot of great stuff to go over this morning. You know, the market is hot. There's a lot of new listings that are coming on board and everything. And there's actually a lot of good things that are happening in Orlando that make real estate a good investment, a good thing that you want to do for yourself to own a home. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking at moving up, it's a great time to do that because, you know, there's just, it's always a great time to do that. I mean, we're in the business to sell real estate. So we're always going to let you know what the good things and the bad things are about the market. But at this particular time, things are really good. And when you look out Orlando, there's a lot of good things that happen here. And some things that you may not know that are kind of behind the scenes because it's something that you're not involved in. But what it does is it actually adds to the overall economy and to the overall business of Orlando. And as a result of that, that keeps everybody moving and grooving and all that kind of good stuff. So we are number one location for video gamers. And there's a lot of video gamer companies that are here.
Yeah, EA Sports is right around the corner.
Yep, all of those kinds of things exist here. We are the number one holiday destination for warm weather lovers.
Yep, that I couldn't agree more.
And if you go up and down four, you can't agree more with that too.
Exactly.
We are the number one city for recreation. And all of these have different websites that have you know, stated that this is where we are. We are the number one area for first-time home buyers and the number one place to retire and the number one place for a staycation, which everybody else comes here for vacation. So having a staycation here only makes sense. Now, when it comes to number two, when it's number two, we're the number two southern city for a Thanksgiving meal. We're also the number two summertime single family market. So that's what the number two market in America for people buying houses in the summer. Number two most fun city. I don't know what the most fun city is, but it says we're number two most fun city. And we're the number two fastest growing city. So that's obvious when you drive around and you see all of the things that are going on here. We're number two Florida location for international home buyers. And we are number two for metro job seekers. So it's definitely when it comes to number three, then there's a one, two, and three. And number three is that we are a hot spot for future job growth. And that, like we said, a lot of these come from different sources, which that's actually from Forbes. And we are also the number three spot where millennials want to live. Yeah. So Orlando has so much going for it and so many things that you already know about it, but those might be a few little trivia items that you might want to know or whatever, what goes on. But when you're actually looking at, you know, what's happening in real estate, everything, like we said, is going pretty good. There's a lot of houses that are being bought and sold on a consistent basis. And, you know, the builders are building like hotcakes. We found this week that if I know that sometimes we do have people that they want to buy a lot and they want to build and that kind of thing. And so, you know, just so you know, there was an article that came out this week that said in Osceola County that the permit deadlines to avoid the spike in mobility fees is coming right up in May. And so like for a single family home, the mobility fee is currently $45.85 for a new property that you build, and it's going up to $86.88. So it's not quite doubling, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the multifamily per unit, you know, per door, whatever, goes from $32,000 to $6,000, active adult goes from 1,700 to 3,250. And offices, commercial, hotel rooms. I mean, hotel rooms, when they're building new hotels, they have this mobility fee for them too. And it's going from 3,332 per room to 6,314. Wow. So basically when this happens is that, you know, normally it's like you get assessed this when you have your certificate of occupancy, when you move into the property. But what they're doing is that as long as you're applied by May, that you're going to be grandfathered into this lower fee.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that if you do want to do that, if you do want to get a piece of land and then build on it, now is the time to do it so that by May 1st, you've got everything all set up so that you're going to save yourself, you know, in a single family home, you know, over four grand.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, that's just something to know. Now that's just Osceola County, the Orange County and Seminole and Lake and Polk and all of the rest of them, Volusia, they all have mobility fees as well. This just happens to be that I saw that this one was going up. But usually, you know, it's kind of like the theme parks that if one goes up, they all go up.
So they all follow suit.
They all follow suit. So, you know, the interesting thing about this is that in 2005, before the market fell in, you know, around the area, it was roughly about $10,000 for this fee. Then in about 2010, they kept reducing it and reducing it because they were trying to get people to build again because everything kind of fell apart. And so it actually went down to zero. And so, you know, so it was just like, hey, just come in and, you know, go ahead and build away. And then it now has start to come back up. And obviously it's getting back up to where it was before we had the big crash. But we are not in the same situation as we were when we had the big crash in 2005. So they obviously don't anticipate that going backwards. And I don't anticipate that going backwards either.
But yeah, I don't see it either.
But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can just call 407-566-2555. So I guess that, you know, we were saying that things aren't the same or not looking the same as they did in 2005. And I guess the main difference in that is there was obviously a lot of building going on at that time, but there was a lot of speculation. And at that time, people were buying a lot of houses. Mm-hmm. And when they were buying these houses, what they were doing is that they were, you know, going to flip them. I mean, that's what was happening with them, is that people were buying them to look at that gain that was happening in the time that it was being built, and they were going to sell them right away. And so then all of a sudden you've got somebody who's bought 10 houses on a street that was planning on flipping them, and they don't have the income to maintain them. And so they lose all 10. So you have a lot of people doing that. And then the multiplication factor and all that kind of stuff just adds into it. So basically, I mean, that was just one of the many factors. Gosh, I've got the hiccups here. Why my voice is like in and out. But basically, you know, it's like you had the that factor going on in addition to that there weren't any requirements to get a loan. And today it is much tougher to get a loan, as we can attest to. Not that I've personally gotten a new loan, but the people that we work with that are getting loans. And really, when you're going through that process, I feel like it's something that you need somebody to walk with you through that process, because you need to know that this is normal and it's not just you being picked on. And really, it's like, you know, for the most part, it's not a smooth process, because somebody explained to me at one point that, like, in 2005, probably the files on a loan were maybe a quarter of an inch thick with every document that they had. But today, the document files are 3 inches thick. So that's 3 inches usually of you, you know, providing stuff. Now, that isn't a reason not to do it, but something to consider. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So basically, when it comes down to it, we were talking a little bit before the break about the loan process and kind of making it out to be a nightmare, which sometimes it can feel like it is to us, but we try to shield that for our buyers as much as possible. But basically, there's some things that you can do to make it not as much of a nightmare, quite honestly. The one thing that you need to do is probably just extend the amount of time to a certain extent that you're going to be doing the loan or whatever. However, it seems like in the loan business, a lot of times with not everybody that we work with, but a lot of people that we work with, they wait for the last minute to do everything.
Yeah.
And then you run into a roadblock that's a small roadblock usually, but because it's at the last minute, it has so many repercussions. And so that's somewhat, you know, what delays it, you know, what when it comes down to that. What we suggest to people is that when somebody, a lender, asks you for a document, that maybe you scan it and put it in a file on your computer. Mm-hmm. So when they ask for that document again, which some of them do and many of them do, all you have to do is pull it up from your folder that you've already got on your desktop or whatever, right, or in your documents, and resend it. So it's not really a big deal. And when it comes down to it, you know, the other thing that comes, something that an appraisal is something that we generally mm-hmm. have to deal with. And again, one of my pet peeves is sometimes these appraisals are ordered later. And so then that just puts a glitch in everything. If the appraisal doesn't come in perfect, then there has to be time to adjust to it. And so I'm all for let's just do it and get it done so we know what we're dealing with and mm-hmm. all of that so that we can actually get it done on a timely manner, which is what we like to do. And so there's things that you can do in order to get that done. But if you're going through that process blind is when it really becomes a problem.
Yeah, and you definitely want to have patience. And like you said, with that file, I think is the best thing to do because a lot of times there's more than one person in the file. When you're working with a lender, you know, you have the loan processor, then you might have, you know, paperwork processor. I mean, who knows? There's so many
the originator
people,
and all those
yeah,
people
involved.
Underwriting.
And exactly. And so, you know, maybe when they were transferring or emailing it to somebody else, maybe that paper got lost in the shuffle. So patience, I always say, is key. And just go with the flow. When they ask you for something, take 5 or 10 minutes, you know, out of your day to get that stuff in. When they ask for it, because like you said, I mean, that is going to help with any delays that might come into play.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, we all misplace papers here and there. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm not perfect at all.
I've done it myself. But, you know, and sometimes it's easier to ask somebody for it mm-hmm. again. But, you know, some people that's a habit and yep. some people it's not. And so, you know, it's like we like to work with professionals that doesn't happen, but we don't always, you know, get to choose who the lender is that the buyer is going to work with.
Exactly.
And so we work with whoever we have to in order to get the job done. And we want to make sure that everybody is professional. But and for the most part, lenders are professional, but there are so many more regulations now mm-hmm. than there were even 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
That when it comes down to it. And, you know, if anything changes on the file, it delays and everything. There's a thing called a CD, which is a closing document. Mm-hmm. And so with that closing document, that actually has to be put out by the lender 3 days before closing so that you know everything that's happening as well as all the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as in the past, you know, it's like sometimes they would actually be, you're closing at 2 o'clock and the first time anybody would see the papers would be at 1 o'clock. And so now they've made it so that you've got 3 days to review everything, which is good. But if they just change one item on there, then it delays it another 3 days. Yeah. And so
it's snowball
effect. Exactly. So it's not like it's impossible or it's hard or anything like that. But there are times where you might think it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're there for is to to help you through those things so that it's as least challenging as it needs to be.
Correct. Yep.
Is basically what it comes down to. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, call 407-566-2555. So one of the things that, you know, it's like when there's an increase in the interest rate that the Fed makes a hike in the interest rate, and everybody just looks at it from a housing standpoint, at least in our industry, to look at what it's going to do to interest rates. And usually when there's an increase, it's not going to increase the rate like, you know, from 4% to 5%.
Yeah.
No, it's going to raise it from like 4 to 4 1/8 and mm-hmm. then 4 1/4 and that kind of stuff. So it's all incremental gains is what happens. But the thing is that it doesn't just happen to your home. It also happens to all of the other places where we have credit too. For example, on your credit cards. Mm. So it's like when the Fed increases the rate, then many times there's an increase in the rate of what your credit card debt is too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that enters into overall, you know, what you're going to be able to do and that kind of stuff. Another place is auto loans.
Mm.
And so the auto loans, I mean, everything's tied to where people can get money and how much money they can get it from. So auto loans is another thing that takes it. And then the bank savings rate, which I'm sure with the bank savings rate, everybody would be more than happy for that to go up because, you know, it's like when you look at a CD and, you know, hey, you can invest your money for 5 years and we'll give you like a 0.2%. I know it's higher than that, but it doesn't seem like
it's
much.
Doesn't seem like it's very much, yeah.
So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, so all of those things are affected when the Fed's rate hike takes mm-hmm. place, when you're a buyer. So you have to look at everything. And one of the things that we've been running into lately in that the lenders have gotten much more stringent on is credit card balances. So if you've got a credit card and you've got it maxed out, that is not a good thing when it comes to getting a loan. And that kind of thing, they're not excited about that.
No.
And so
it hurts your credit.
It hurts your credit, but they also are requesting for some of those people that you're closer to that you have money in reserve to make the first couple of payments,
mm-hmm.
you know, on your loan, which is more money that you need to come up with. So it's just being smart about your money and just planning. And so when it comes down to it, I mean, I think that it's always good. I'm more than happy that we meet with buyers well before you're ready to actually purchase a home so that we can make sure that when the time is right that you're all ready and you don't have something simple that you could have done 6 months ago that would have saved you thousands of dollars today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically why, you know, we like to get together with you in advance, because then you can have a whole plan of, okay, I'm going to, you know, have this credit card at this level and I'm going to, you know, my student loan is at X point, and maybe you have to take out another credit card. Some people do to have credit because they don't have enough of it and that kind of stuff. So you can actually go ahead and do those things now to make it advantageous when you actually do go to purchase a house that you make it smooth as silk. And that's really, you know, what we're after when it comes down to it and how we want to make things happen.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I mean, we were kind of saying, oh my gosh, it's hard getting a loan, which in some respects it is, and some respects it isn't. It just comes down to, you know, how you're guided through the process. We try to take the headaches on ourselves so you don't have
we do.
To. And so that's really what we're here for, is to make sure that the transaction goes smooth and we don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So basically, when you are selling your house and there's an open house that's done, you know, there's some people don't like to do open houses because they think that it's just going to have the neighbors coming through and they really don't want them into their business. And
people
that
are bored, leaving church.
Exactly.
Going on a stroll.
So there's four types of people that actually come to an open house, and there's only one that matters. And so basically, you know, when you come down to it and you're going to blast it and get everybody through, then what not? Why not? And so the first person that comes through is the snooper.
There you go.
And this is not necessarily the person that you want, but they often live in the neighborhood and they're curious. And they want to see about what the competing properties are like and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, quite honestly, I'd rather have them come through during an open house than schedule a closing or
a private showing
that, you know, they're not really interested in the house anyway. And, you know, with the sellers that we're working with, if we're going to bring somebody through, we're making sure that they're qualified before we bring them through in the first place. But, you know, there are always those people that are just curious and they're going to be able to grab somebody to get them through. And with the 14,000 realtors that are in the Orlando area, they could probably find somebody that's going to sneak them through. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. The second kind is the confirmation seeker. And they recently purchased a home and are just looking for validation that they made a right decision. So this does happen. And I mean, it's really important, like when we're working with a buyer and if, you know, as a seller, too, that it's like that the person that's coming through there, that they have seen enough houses that they know that this is the one that they want. Because if they just pick the first one and then they have that at the back of the mind, did I make the right decision or whatever? You know, even before the closing table, they could go wacko on us and decide that they want to do something else. And so you want to make sure that that decision is strong when somebody is deciding to buy your house. Mm-hmm. And you also want to make sure that as a buyer, that that decision is strong, too. Not that they can't buy something else and get out of it and all that kind of stuff as it goes along. But buying real estate is usually a long-term play. Mm-hmm. That means that you want to stay there at least a year and probably 2 to 3 to really get your money out of it.
Yeah.
And all that. You can always do different things, but that's generally what it is. So the third one is another one that's one of my favorites, which is the aspirational dreamer. They can't afford the house, but they really want to know what it's like. And we all know people like that do that. And I think that with HGTV, I mean, that even makes it so people want to do that more and more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get so many people that want to just walk through model homes with the builders. And it's for that reason right there. Oh, I don't know what to do with my bedroom. So let me walk through a model home and see how I need to design it or something.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I feel that that's what we get, you know, when we're doing open houses is that aspirational dreamer.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that's what they do, you know, in their free time is that they just like to go look at houses and see what they're like and all of that kind of stuff. They have no intentions of moving.
Nope.
But
or buying it.
But, you know, they do want to do that. And, you know, there at one point our office was, you know, on a street and we did have a lot of people that were coming through.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do is like, you know,
See
what the town is like. And they were just like, well, we've got a few hours before our plane leaves, so we need something to do. And we spent our money, so now it's like, let's go look at something that we can't do, but we can't spend, and we have no intentions of doing, but we can waste some time. And then the one that you absolutely want in there is obviously the serious buyer. So the serious buyer is, you know, when they're coming through there and you don't necessarily know the difference between any of the four when they're coming in there. So you have to treat them all the same.
Yeah.
Is basically what happens. And one of the things that we do that that it's like we're always trying to figure out, you know, from anybody that comes in there what their timing and motivation is so that we can make sure that, you know, if you've got several people there that you're paying attention to the one that you need to and, you know, making sure that the other ones are just, you know, doing their thing, but, you know, shooing them out of the place as fast as possible and that kind of stuff too, without being rude, obviously. But basically, you know, it's like the open house is something that is not necessarily where a large part of the buyers come to, but they are, but it houses do sell at an open house. So it's 1%. So I'm not above giving away any percent when it comes to selling somebody's house. We have to do what you have to do in order to make it work.
And to get it sold.
And so it's not something that you want to necessarily do all the time, but you do need to do it occasionally to make sure that get the biggest bang for the buck. And one of the things that we actually do is that we try to do it so that we get multiple people coming in at the same time. So instead of doing like a whole day of an open house, just do an hour. But when you advertise that correctly and you get a lot of people there at the same time, which you might think, oh, you don't want that. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Because if one person likes it and the other person hears it and they like it as well, it kind of creates that auction type atmosphere of your house, gets it sold faster. And it actually, you know, does get you more money for it when that happens. When you have multiple offers, that always, you know, does add to the story. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home's sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So one of the things that happened this week with one of our listings is that it's just been on the market a couple of weeks and it was listed, you know, probably about 5,000 higher than it should have been. So, and the seller knew that, but they just wanted to try this price. And so we lowered it to where it should have been this week. So then we got three offers. So the first offer, you know, they were okay with and they thought, all right, you know, that's it. But this is just one of the ways that we can get more money for your home. So they were okay with that price and everything of what that offer came in at. But then we got the other, you know, two offers and everything that came in as well. So now we are pretty much right there at asking price, which we weren't before, because we went back to everybody and were able to ask for the highest and best and what they wanted to get. So, you know, it's the same thing with an open house. When you've got more people there and more people like it, it's going to drive up the price. Yeah. You know, it comes to the supply and demand and what people are looking for. But, you know, the more people that you can expose it to, the more marketing that you do to get people into it, the more money that you're going to get out of it. You know, we can't make the market do exactly what we want to, but we can do the best that we can operate the best within the market. And so that's just one of the ways that we do things to make things operate in that way in order to, you know, get things happening.
Yeah, to get it sold and for the top dollar.
Right. So like I said, you know, some of it is price, but some of it is also other things that we're doing to marketing. So the marketing was already there. So when that price reduction came in there, that we were able to go in there and do it. And we are actually, you know, selling it ourselves from one of our buyers and everything that wasn't interested in it when it was 5,000 higher, but when it, you know, but our buyers paying, you know, significantly more than the other offers that were on the table and everything as well.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, you've got to look at the whole big picture and it's a layered approach as far as how everything works. It's not just one thing that we do. It is the combination of everything all together that gets your house sold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like most people think that when realtors put your house on the market, they just put it on the market, put a sign in your yard and expect things to happen. And that's not true. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
The You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So basically, one of these articles that I have here is it's talking about first timers shouldn't shy away from the housing market. And I was actually, listening to somebody that was talking about their market in Silicon Valley. And so what has happened out there in where all of the Facebooks and all of those kinds of businesses and that kind of stuff are, is that what's happened out there is that there for 65,000 people, there are 10 houses on the market.
Wow.
So, what is interesting is that people from other countries have come in and bought those houses and then they're renting them out to the people that are working in that tech space.
Hmm.
And so, so the interesting thing to me is that, so the home ownership is much more difficult, you know, for those people out there. I mean, first of all, it's, you know, buku bucks in those, California cities and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
But basically, when it comes down to it and looking at it, basically, the rental market is even more expensive here. The lady was talking about that the average rental out there is $34,000 a month.
What?
So that,
oh, my gosh.
So it's definitely a different price point, you know, in those houses. So they are like multi-million dollar houses that people have, you know, come in. And the thing that I was thinking about on that is that our market is obviously nothing like that. But at the same time, if you take it on a much smaller scale and you look at what the rental market is and the housing shortage that we have in that first-time buyer space, is that it's definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the rentals are very, you know, easy to come by for people, but they are expensive, you know, and you can at this point, you know, purchase a house for about the same amount of money as you would be spending on a rental or less. And so, and the down payment options that are there for a first-time buyer are very good too. So there's a lot of things that come into play when you're actually looking at that whole situation and what you would want to do and all of that. But it's like, so even though our dollar value is not the same, you know, it's like in some respects, it's like you look at it and you go, well, we kind of head in that direction in the shortage of homes that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of investors and we love investors, but then investors that come in and they buy up houses for rental, mm-hmm. and, you know, which is the same thing. And, you know, a few years ago we had many more hedge funds that were investors buying in the market than we are today. So they still, you know, own those houses and are renting them out and everything. But we have, you know, more of the individual investors, I think, that are buying in today's market than the big company investments that are buying up a lot of single family homes. So but if you are looking at buying a house, I mean, that's one of the main reasons that I think that your money, when it comes mm-hmm. down to it, is much more and better invested in a home than it is invested in your landlord's
pocket,
because that's basically what it comes down to. So there's a lot of things to do, and there are options for first-time home buyers that you can do. And one of the things that people are afraid of is they're afraid of exposing their credit history to a mortgage lender. And that's really not as it's not as intimidating
scary
as you think it should be or whatever, because, you know, which is like most things. It's like most things that you're afraid of when you actually do something. You're like, oh, that wasn't quite
hard
as
at all.
Bad as I thought it was going to be. So it's the kind of the same thing with exposing to a mortgage lender, because actually they're there to help you.
Yeah.
And we're there to help you through this process and to actually figure out, you know, what's your best option, you know, for that. So that shouldn't be something that you're concerned about. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So the second thing on the list that people are kind of looking at is that they're afraid of making a huge error. And that's something that we're here to do and to take care of for you, because when you know, when you don't know something, that's when you're afraid of making a mistake. But when we can explain and show everything to you and demonstrate to you is really what it comes down to, what the scoop is on that, then that fear goes away, because you, it's not that you don't know anymore. And you know that you're making, you know, you're making a good decision as opposed to one that that might not be a good decision. And sometimes there's worry that your family is going to judge you on your home choices that you make. And again, in doing your homework, and sometimes there are family members that are involved in the decision with you. And so they all come along. I mean, it's I was looking at a house the other day, and it was the, you know, the people that were there that were going to buy it. And then it was their brother and his wife. And then it was their nephew and, you know, and I mean, and all of that kind of stuff, and their son and everybody. And everybody was along to help make the decision, you know, for them. And, you know, that's not a problem. You know, it's like if everybody buys into the decision with you, then it's just a, it's a good thing to go along with. So, you know, sometimes there's more people to please, but then you can decide if you want to please them or if you're just okay with going with what you really want anyway, because you're the one that's going to live there. Correct. And everything. So you have to make sure that it's right for you.
So you're happy too.
And then the other one is fear of having enough funds to reach the finish line. And that's just something that as we're going into it, all that stuff is discussed way before you even get started in the process. Yeah. Because if we go through all that stuff way before you get started in the process, then you're not going to have a problem when it actually comes down to it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we have too that we don't talk about all the time, but we should, is that one of our guarantees is that if you're not satisfied with your home purchase in the first 18 months, we'll either sell it for free or we'll buy it back. So we don't want to buy it back, you know, basically, so we're going to put our money where our mouth is to make sure that you're happy with that house you're going into. So, you know, we haven't had to exercise that yet. I'm sure that there'll be a time where somebody won't be happy, but for the most part, we do everything that we can to ensure that it is the right fit for that person and that it makes sense. And, you know, there's always, you know, we don't know what tomorrow is going to happen, obviously. So you got to make the best decision for yourself today. And when we look at it, you know, I was talking to somebody and they were telling me that, you know, the rent's still going to go up. And I was talking to one of the property owners also this week of a property that we help out with. And he's like, well, you know, he'd really like his tenant to buy the house. But if they don't, then he's going to raise the rent another $100. So it's just, you know, hey, you, as Mr. Tenant, as a, you have the right to move somewhere else, or you have the right to pay another $100 a month or buy the house. And he'd love for them to buy the house and he'd offer them a good price and all that kind of thing. But when it comes down to it, you know, I mean, you're, when you are in a rental, you're always subject to whoever the owner is as to what they want to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, what they want to fix, what they want to charge you.
Right. You know, what you can do with the house once you're in it and all of that kind of stuff. And that you do have people that, you know, it's like generally that are going to inspect it every 6 months to make sure that that everything is staying the way that it should. So there's a lot of things that go to it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you guys next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a